G'day, I'm Graham Connors, and like me, you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Jude's Gems on 95.1 Gem FM, your local radio station. We have just passed the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, and I guess on our return to summer now. This winter, to me, feels really mild, not like winter at all. Maybe we'll get some cooler weather now. It seems that it gets cooler after the winter solstice and hotter after the summer solstice, being the 21st of December. But I have had a cold for a few days, so if my voice sounds croaky, that's why. So please bear with me and we'll see if we can make it through this. Okay, so we have our Listen and Win competition. And it's getting near the end of the month, so there's only a few more days to go. What's today, the 25th? Not many days to go. And you know what it is? It's a $200 gift voucher from Buyright, proudly donated by our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical. And we have a GMFM merch pack worth $50. Now, all you need to do is text me on 0484 510 152. And today, my secret word is sunflower. S-U-N-F-L-O-W-E-R, sunflower, because we seem to have a lot of them around Bowen, especially at Stackleroth. So sunflower it is, and it's one of my favourite flowers. Today I have some more history to talk about. I think everyone must know about the Taj Mahal, right? Everyone's heard of that, seen pictures of it. And we know it was built for the love of a woman. Now the woman in question was Mumtaz Mahal. She was the wife, confidant and constant companion of Emperor Shah Jahan. She travelled with him across his empire, advised him, shared victories and hardships. By all accounts, theirs was a rare partnership in a world built on power and politics. Then in 1631, everything changed. Mumtaz died during childbirth, her 14th child, mind you. She was only 38. Can you imagine? 14 childs by 38? Oh, my. Witnesses said Shah Jahan was devastated. His hair reportedly turned grey within months. Court celebrations stopped, the empire mourned, but his grief did not remain private. Over the next two decades, he ordered the construction of a monument, unlike anything the world had seen. White marble, intricate carvings, perfect symmetry, the Taj Mahal. Today, millions admire its beauty. Behind the marble is a woman we may never have learnt about, a wife whose death inspired one of history's greatest acts of remembrance. Now, a few facts about it. The Taj Mahal was built, took 20 years to build, and it required 20,000 artisans from across the Mughal Empire, Persian and Central Asia. Over 1,000 elephants were used to transport rare building materials, including white marble and semi-precious stones like jasper, turquoise and lapis lazuli. A massive undertaking. Shah Jahan's own story ended in sorrow as well. I think her death shattered him. He wanted to build a mirror image, the Black Taj Mahal, across the Yamuna River. But before he could do that, he was overthrown and placed under house arrest in the Agra Fort by his son. During his final years, he could only gaze at his creation from afar. Upon his death, he was laid to rest beside Mumtaz Mahal in the most simple and peaceful of burials inside the Taj. So I have now for music for you, I've got a sort of mixture of modern and old. It's all swing. And I have Michael Bublé, Frank Sinatra and some Dean Martin. So please enjoy some swing today.
Marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When you dance you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me. The dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me. Swear with me, when marimbas start to play, hold me close, make me sway, like an ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more, like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me, when we did you have a way with me, stay. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. Even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so
so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you won't know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Oh, yeah. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. He put his arms around her. He said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it. Fever with thy flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him? To my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.
Tender kiss,
the memories you gave me.
Add one stolen night of bliss,
the memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine. two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me. Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell. Three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days. See how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor.
With
sweet, sweet,
his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Serve sweet, sweet, it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave to me.
One man, one wife, one love, through life, man.
Sweet, sweet, the
memories
you gave
made of this.
Can't beat the memories you gave to me.
Memories are made of this.
Thank you to Linda for texting in my secret word, which is sunflower. And you text that in to 0484-510-152 for the $200 buy-right voucher from our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical. Now, I have a community notice here. You're invited to the PCYC Bowen Open Day. It's on Saturday, the 11th of July, from 9 to 1. You can meet the team, explore the facilities, and discover the programs and activities available at the PCYC. Enter the raffle for your chance to win a signed North Queensland Toyota Cowboys jersey or a Brisbane Broncos supporters pack. Tickets are on sale now at the reception. Now, activities on the day. There's a lot going on. Sausage sizzle, little inactive display and playtime, gymnastic display with Kim. We've got an outdoor playground is open, the squash courts, pickleball and table tennis. You'd have a busy day there, wouldn't you? So that's on Saturday, the 11th of July at the PCYC. Now, Queen Charlotte, has everybody listened to Bridgerton or watched Bridgerton? And there was an offshoot about Queen Charlotte. They had her, she was queen married to George, King George III. Well, it was a Queen Charlotte. This is history and this is her story and mystery behind her. So in 1761, she was a 17-year-old girl who arrived in England after a difficult journey by sea. She met the king, and 6 hours later, she was Queen of England. Her name was Charlotte. And she would sit on the most powerful throne in the world for 57 years. But here's the mystery. Historians have spent two centuries asking a question the palace has never answered. Who was Queen Charlotte really? Because the portraits tell different stories. Some show a fair-skinned European queen. Others show something else entirely. Genealogist Mario de Valdez de Cocum spent decades tracing Charlotte's ancestry. He found that she was directly descended from Margarita de Castro e Sousa, a black branch of the Portuguese royal family, who traced their lineage to a Moorish mistress of King Alfonso III in the 13th century. The evidence was not just genealogical. Her own royal physician, Baron Stockmar, described her as small and crooked with a true mulatto face. Sir Walter Scott called her ill-coloured. A prime minister wrote that her nose was too wide and her lips too thick. These were the people closest to the Queen of England. And how nasty can they be? And judgmental, goodness. The court painter, Sir Alan Ramsay, was a known abolitionist. His portraits of Charlotte showed her features most clearly. Historians believe Ramsay may have painted her true likeness deliberately as a statement, because he understood what her ancestry meant in an era when Britain was debating slavery. But other portrait painters who showed Charlotte's true features had their work rejected by the royal couple. The paintings that survived were softened, whitened, and made to fit what a British queen was supposed to look like in the 18th century. In several British colonies, something extraordinary happened, though. Black people who saw Charlotte's portraits and her likeness on coins recognized something in her features. They honored her for it. The people being ruled by the British Empire looked at their queen and believed they were looking at someone who shared their ancestry. In 1999, the London Sunday Times publishes a headline that stopped the country. It revealed the Queen's black ancestors. The royal family has black and mixed race ancestors who had never been publicly acknowledged. The palace response was telling. A Buckingham Palace spokesman said, "This has been rumoured for years and years." Not a denial, not a rebuttal. They confirmed it had been rumoured for years and said nothing else. If Queen Charlotte had African ancestry, it passed to every monarch after her. Charlotte was the grandmother of Queen Victoria, and Queen Victoria was the great-great-grandmother of Queen Elizabeth II. The bloodline the palace never denied runs through two centuries of British monarchy. In 2023, Netflix made a series called Queen Charlotte. Millions watched it, and still the full truth was never told. The queen who sat on the most powerful throne in the world for 57 years, and the question history refuses to answer. Queen Charlotte and King George III had 15 children together, 13 of which survived into adulthood. Two would become reigning kings, King George IV and King William IV. Another notable heir was Prince Edward, Duke of Kent and Strathearn, who became the father of Queen Victoria. So there you go. What do you think of that? Now, I've had a bit more music here. A bit of Dean Martin again. We've got Dean Martin, Michael Blueberry and Frank Sinatra all morning. So enjoy.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a guitarandella.
Lucky fella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming,
signore. Scusa me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
Every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight, and who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he walk? Let the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Don't forget who's taking you home, or in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, baby, won't you save the last dance for me? Ooh, you make a promise that you'll save. Got someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me. Mine, you can't take it. Lord, yes, I know I got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone. For once in my life, I found someone. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a plowing through the ragged sky, and up a cloudy draw. E-P-I-A. The ghost heard in the sky. As the riders looped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or riding on the rain, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. E-P-I-A, E-P-I-O, goes heard in the sky. The goes heard in the sky.
I just threw that last one in for fun. There'll be some people who don't think I would. It had a bit of country sound, and there'll be a few people I know who won't believe that I actually put that in. Now, I want to thank Trevor for sending me Sunflower, My Secret Word. You're in the draw for the $200 gift voucher from Buyright, donated by O'Brien Electrical. Sunflower is my secret word. Now, I have a couple more notices here from the Wangaratta Bowls Club. They've been really busy in the last few weeks. They're still being busy. They have a monster scent sale with lots of prizes, lucky draw, on Saturday the 4th of July at 1:30. It'll be at the Wangaratta Bowls Room, Maruna Street on Queen's Beach. And the admission is $5. It includes afternoon tea and lucky draw. And, of course, this Saturday we have the Art Society's having the high tea. And thankfully to everybody who has bought a ticket, we are full now. So come and play Winter Bingo at the Wangaratta Bowls Club. It's on Friday mornings at 9:30, commencing Friday the 1st of May through to the end of September. They include bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles and lucky tickets, plus a free morning tea. And where is that held? At the Wangaratta Bowls Club in Maruna Street, Queens Beach. To phone anybody, use 47851197. So that's the busy little place of Wangaratta Bowls Club. So let's go to Japan now. You know, everybody know about Ikebana, whatever you call it. It's the art of flower arranging, and the Japanese do it beautifully, very simple lines and quite dramatic looking. Well, at one time, there was more to this than just beautiful flower arrangements. Japan's most elegant flower arrangements were once secret spies. Between 1500 and 1650, which is quite a long time, really, Ikebana masters weren't just creating beautiful art, they were running the most sophisticated spy network in Japanese history. These ninja florists had turned flower arranging into a complex code system. A chrysanthemum tilted 15 degrees to the left meant enemy troops were moving north. Cherry blossoms in a bronze vase signaled a night attack was planned. The height of bamboo stems indicated how many soldiers were coming, so there'd be different heights. Master Tanaka Yoshimi perfected this system in 1592. His arrangements looked like simple decorations in noble households, but they were actually detailed battle plans. A single flower display could communicate troop supply routes and attack timing. The beauty was perfect. Who would suspect a delicate flower arrangement of carrying military secrets? While guards searched letters and questioned messengers, these artistic spies walked freely through castle gates with their innocent-looking creations. Each arrangement was a masterpiece, hiding in plain sight. The more beautiful display, the more dangerous the intelligence it contained. Art had become the ultimate weapon of deception. I really like that. So we've got a bit more Frank Sinatra.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, you're sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, calls the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Stars shining bright above you, night breeze. birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains help the moon come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains help the moon come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight.
OK, Okay, I have another notice here. Oh, before I go on, my secret word is sunflower today. So text me 0484 510 152. Now, Live It Up in the Whitsundays at the Early Beach Festival of Music from the 6th to the 8th of November. There'll be more than 60 acts across 15 venues, including a main stage at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. Big names, acts, and discover new talents. To complete the 60-plus act lineup is what is arguably Australia's most scenic music festival. They've got Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors, Conrad Sewell, Nathan Cavalieri, Luke O'Shea, and more. Joining the artists already announced, including Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything, The Whitlams, and many more. With its laid-back atmosphere and short queues, the festival is all about enjoying the music. Ticket holders can bounce between intimate gigs in local pubs and the main seaside stage. This is the ultimate music holiday. It sure is. A tropical escape and party in paradise. Visit the Early Beach Festival of Music website for the full lineup and tickets. Now, my next story is about a woman in China. Her name was Wu Zitian. She entered the palace at 14 as a concubine. The rules said she would spend her life in silence. Instead, she wrote the laws, conquered new lands, and became the only woman in 3,000 years of Chinese history to rule as emperor. This is what happened. Wu Zitian was born in 624 AD into a wealthy family in China. Her father was a government minister who believed in educating his daughter. While other girls were taught to stay quiet, Wu learned to read, write, play music, and study politics. At just 14, Wu was summoned to the imperial palace to serve Emperor Taizong as a junior concubine. She was ranked fifth grade, near the bottom. Not only did she and other women have no choice but to do what the emperor wanted, but then she was graded. What a carefree and exciting life in front of her. She was placed in the imperial study, which was probably the best place for her. She watched, she listened, and she learned everything. When Emperor Taizong died in 649, the rules were clear. Every concubine who had not borne a child was sent to a Buddhist convent to live as a nun for the rest of her life. Wu was 25. Thankfully, the new emperor, Gaozong, had not forgotten her. He visited the convent and brought her back to the palace. Wu knew his weaknesses and she used them. Within years, she had outmaneuvered every rival in court. In 655, Wu became Empress Consort. It wasn't given to her. She fought for it. She eliminated rivals with ruthless precision, building alliances, gathering intelligence, and positioning herself as the indispensable power behind the throne. When Gaozong suffered a debilitating stroke in 660, Wu stepped fully into his role. She held court from behind a bamboo curtain. There's a rule that barred women from official proceedings, of course. For 23 years, she was the real ruler of China. Gaozong died in 683. Wu made her son emperor. He immediately tried to transfer power to his wife's family. Wu had him exiled within weeks. She placed her second son on the throne and then kept him under house arrest. Neither could outwit or outmatch her. In 690, Wu did what no woman in Chinese history had ever done. She forced her son to step down. She proclaimed herself emperor and founded the Zhou dynasty, the only female emperor in 3,000 years of Chinese history. She dismantled the old boys' network. Under Wu, government positions were no longer handed to men based on family name. She expanded the civil service exam system, testing candidates not on merit, not bloodlines. Get that right. She personally interviewed finalists. Talents replaced nepotism. She ordered farming textbooks written. She built irrigation systems and lowered taxes for peasants. Under Wu's rule, agricultural production reached an all-time high. The empire was fed and the economy stabilized. She reformed the military too. Commanders now had to pass competency exams. No more appointments for connections. Under her leadership, China conquered Korea and expanded into Central Asia, strengthening the Silk Road trade routes. Wu was a devoted patron of Buddhism. She built temples, cave structures, and hospitals. She commissioned the book Biographies of Famous Women and had it published so that women's achievements would not be erased from history. In February 705, Wu was 80 years old and gravely ill. A group of ministers and generals seized the palace, executed her favourites, and forced her to hand power to her son. She retired to another palace and died that December. When Wu died, her memorial tablet, which she had commissioned herself, was left completely blank. No words, no epitaph. She believed no inscription could capture what she had built. She left it to history to decide. She entered the palace with no title, no power, and no voice, and she left having rewritten the rules of an entire civilization. Wu Zetian proved you don't need permission to lead, you don't need a title to have power. You just need to know your worth and refuse to let a system built by others write your story. Wu Zetian had no blueprint, no mentor, no roadmap, just a relentless belief that she belonged at the top. The women who stop waiting are the ones that make a difference. So a bit more music for you by Frankie Sinatra, All or Nothing at All.
Nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all. Nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Hey, please don't bring your close to my cheek. Don't you smile, or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. In my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. Well, you see, I've got to say no, 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 oh. We'll be right back.
spell of your call. Don't you know I would be caught in the undertow? So you see, I just got to say no.
Now, I'm wondering if all the innovations Wu Zetian made to help the people of China stayed in place, or if when the Ming took over again, it went back to appointments by connection and not talent in both government and the military. I'm thinking that maybe some things stayed in place, but most would have converted back to privilege. From what I can see, history has not been kind to women. It's much easier to erase us than explain that women have had just as much influence in shaping our world as men have. It's time for me to go now. My gem for today is from Tara Isis Jerris. Self-respect means choosing yourself unapologetically, without guilt, without noise, and without turning back. That's it for me today. Listen to 95.1 GEM FM every Thursday at 10 and you will find me here. Next week is the first Thursday of the month, which means it's the Love Your Garden program. So see you all next week. Take care and have a good week. And let's finish off with where we started with Michael Bublé.
Tell me quando, quando, quando. We can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Tell me quando, quando, quando.
You mean happiness to me.
You mean happiness to me.
Oh my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Let me show you the way.
Let me show you the way
to a joy beyond compare.
I can't wait a moment more.
Quando, quando, quando.
Just say it's me that you adore.
And then, darling, tell me when. show you the way.
Let me show you the way
to a joy beyond compare. Ooh, yeah. I can't wait a moment.
Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me.
Playing the music you want to hear. 95.1 GEM FM.